Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Today we want to talk about gratitude. And the Bible text is from Luke chapter 17, verses 12 to 18. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourself to the priests." And so it was, that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well."
Amen.
Amen. Expectancy is the opposite of gratitude. When you come to church, you expect that the chairs are in order. You come and you expect that you can sit down. Imagine when you come, there are only a few mats on the floor, like in India. You would think the service has been cancelled. I've been a pastor for nearly 45 years, but I never experienced anybody thanking me for putting the chairs in order for the service. I can't remember anybody saying, "Thank you, Pastor, for preparing the service, for preparing the laptop and the beamer and so on." There is an expectancy and not gratitude. If you go to a restaurant, you can expect that you, because you have to pay for it. So you don't go to a restaurant and go to the chef and say, "Sir, you're really kind that you are preparing food." As example, if you travel by train, you don't go to the train driver and say, "Thank you for driving me." You pay, and therefore you expect to get the service. The driver is expected to do his job. So there is a great difference between gratitude and expectation. We have to understand this difference and behave accordingly. We all want to have a happy life, a nice job, a perfect family, financial stability, and a great social life. And in this indefinite pursuit of happiness, that is our dream, how often do we spare a minute to thank for what we already have so far? Gratitude is a powerful human emotion. By conveying and receiving simple thank you messages, we can truly derive the pleasure that we seek everywhere else. Gratitude is derived from the Latin word gratia, which means gratefulness or thankfulness. It's a simple form Gratitude refers to a state of thankfulness or a state of being grateful. Gratitude is a natural antidepressant. If you are depressed, start being grateful and thankful. The effect of gratitude when practical labor, the effects of gratitude when practiced daily can be almost the same as medicine. It produces a feeling of long-lasting happiness and contentment, and the physiological basis of which lies the neurotransmitter level. When we express gratitude and receive the same, our brain releases dopamine and serotonin, the two crucial neurotransmitters responsible for our emotions, and they make us feel good. They enhance our mood immediately, making us happy from the inside. By consciously practicing gratitude every day, we can help these neural pathways to strengthen themselves and ultimately create a permanent, grateful, and positive nature within ourselves. We have here a graph which is showing some of these things. Gratitude affects our brain. It is not happiness that brings gratitude. It's gratitude that brings happiness. Gratitude may be a gesture or a group of kind words that we give or receive from others. But these simple exchanges of thankfulness go a long way in affecting our overall biological functioning, especially the brain and the nervous system. And the effect of gratitude on the brain is long-lasting. Besides enhancing self-love and empathy, gratitude significantly impacts on body functions and psychological conditions like stress, anxiety, and depression. Gratitude releases toxic emotions. Gratitude releases pain, reduces pain. Gratitude improves sleep quality. Gratitude aids in stress regulation. Gratitude reduces anxiety and depression. Joy and gratitude affect the brain. Oprah Winfrey said, "Be thankful for what you have, you end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never have enough." Grateful people can derive more happiness and pleasure in daily life. The pursuit of true happiness is much the same as cultivation. We won't get the desired results unless we nourish and nurture the seeds properly. The effects of practicing gratitude are not immediate and they don't appear magically. But once you start, gratitude continues to impact our physical and psychological well-being for years. Interesting that Jesus said to the thankful healed leper, "Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well." A gratitude changes you and heals you. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, "So let us each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." This has to do with money, but not only. What do you give to others? What do you give to the church? What do you give to your pastor? When Jesus was preaching and a big crowd listened to him, the disciples reminded him that he should send people home so that on the way they could buy food for them to eat. And his response was that they should feed him. We know the two accounts where Jesus fed 5,000 men and their families, and the other account where he fed 4,000 people and their families with only a little. So when you give from your little, it can be multiplied. When he wanted to rest with his disciples, lots of people that came, they needed teaching, they needed healing, they wanted his service. So he gave them his time and his restful time also. So reading the Gospels, read the Gospels and you can find out all the places where Jesus was giving out to others. Sometimes it was encouragement. Sometimes it was healing. Sometimes it was deliverance or anything else. He showed respect to others. That's also a giving. He showed respect to others and to little children. There are Christians who say, "I'm nice to a person who is nice to me." But that is not a Christian attitude. As a Christian, you are to be nice whether others are or not. Imagine Jesus would have behaved like this. But he gave his life for those people who were not nice to him. He took the sin of the whole world on himself and died for them. What great gratitude can you show? He wants us to do the same to others. Give yourself to others. Whether they are rich or poor, nice or not, you give. Give a kind word to the worker in the shop where you buy your groceries every day. Give a good tip to the person who is serving you. Write a note of appreciation to your boss or to your pastor. Little notes of thanks or appreciation will do a lot in them. The more you do that, the more you enjoy doing it. It will give you a completely new attitude. As I give notes of appreciation, you begin to love doing it. Your heart will rejoice. The people you have difficulty with will change. You begin to see others not as enemies, but as people like yourself. Give a smile or a friendly word to a stranger. The world is rough and everyone has problems. You have the possibility to change that. You have the possibility to change it with your words, with your actions, by giving something. Make the yoke of others lighter, and you will feel how your own yoke is falling off. From the leper who came back, we learn thankfulness to God. He glorified God because of what had happened to him. Have you ever prayed before you left the house? You said, God, protect me on the way, come with me, give me good time. And you came back home and you never thanked God. We ask so many things of God and we forget to say thank you. David said in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 50, therefore I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Mm-hmm. Giving thanks and singing praises is what we give to God. His name must be honored. He is good, and his mercy endures forever. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8, it says, all give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. If you don't know how to thank God, you have to read the book of Psalms. Because the book of Psalms is a book full of praises and thanksgiving to God. Again, Paul wrote in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. The NIV says give thanks in all circumstances. That means whatever happens to you, give thanks. Give gratitude. Whatever it happens, in everything, give thanks. In every circumstance, give thanks unto the Lord. That means whatever happens to you, give thanks and be grateful. I know sometimes this is very difficult, but it is the will of God. As Christians, sometimes we have to jump over our own shadow. We have to jump over our problems and do as he wants us to do. We know that Jesus has gone ahead to prepare a place for us. And I want to see that place with my own eyes. I don't want to see it from far away. And therefore, it requires perseverance and gratitude. When you read certain books in the Old Testament, it says, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks for his love, his mercy, and his strength. Give thanks that you have been chosen. Give thanks that you are a conqueror. Give thanks that no evil can befall you. Give thanks that we are sitting with him above every power and principality. Give him thanks for his presence in us. Give him thanks for the Holy Spirit in us. Give him thanks for our ultimate goal in glory. Psalm 150 verse 6 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 10 lepers. 9 expected and took healing for granted. 1 had faith. And he was not only healed, he was also justified. His healing lasted forever. Giving gratitude or thankfulness to others lifts your own life, and joy is welling up within you. Giving gratitude or thankfulness to God is what he expects. He has given us so much. Therefore, don't forget the little word, thank you. Thank you, Lord.